From the Fortress of Freedom in the center of forgotten America, God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, April 11th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Julian Assange arrested in London after 7 years inside the Ecuadorian embassy. Is he headed to the United States on an extradition warrant? His first stop is in magistrate's court, and we'll find out more. Two, Attorney General William Barr shocks Democrats when he drops a huge bombshell in the middle of his second day on the Hill, telling the Senate Finance Committee that he believes the Trump campaign was spied on. He just isn't sure yet if it was illegal in nature. And number one, Candace Owens is someone who knows exactly who she is. She knows where she came from, and she knows what she believes in. And she'll tell you exactly where she is coming from, and she'll not back down. We'll take a deep dive into her total takedown of the Democrat Party because I think it's timely, I think it's important, and I think it's on point. Candace Owens appeared before a House committee 2 days ago. The committee allegedly brought together to discuss the rise of hate crimes, the rise of white nationalism, the rise of white supremacists. The problem is none of that's true. There is no increase in the number of members of the Ku Klux Klan or far-right, alt-right, white supremacist groups. It just isn't true. What is true is a manipulation of the numbers, as I've been telling you for quite some time here. There are 1,000 new agencies in America, police agencies, that now report those sorts of crimes to the DOJ. 1,000 new agencies added in 2017. Ironic, isn't it? 1,000 new police and law enforcement agencies added to the reporting agencies in 2017 after the president was inaugurated. In addition to that, the parameters of what qualifies as a hate crime or bias has been expanded. So you have a wider net being cast by 1,000 more fishermen. And yes, there was an increase of a total of 17% of the number of hate crimes reported. I would submit to you for consideration that there are less hate crimes in America today than there have ever been. Because I would submit to you today that America is less racist than it was when I was born. It is less racist today than when my kids were born. And any suggestion otherwise is nonsense in being motivated for political reasons. Candace Owens took the Hill and said many of those same things. And as a young black woman, an activist, a communications director for Turning Point USA, she has quite a lot to say and quite a lot to discuss. And I want to start with this. Candace Owens, in front of the House committee this week, talking about white nationalism and what the Democrats are really up to in her belief. Bite five, go.
White supremacy, racism, white nationalism, words that once held real meaning, have now become nothing more than election strategies. Every 4 years, the black community is offered handouts and fear. Handouts and fear. Reparations and white nationalism. This is the Democrat preview. There isn't a single adult today that in good conscience would make the argument that America is a more racist or a more white nationalist society than it was when my grandfather was growing up. And yet we're hearing these terms sent around today because what they want to say is that brown people need to be scared, which seems to be the narrative that we hear every 4 years right ahead of a presidential election.
And let me be clear. As soon as Candace Owens, an outspoken conservative who launched an effort called Blexit, which is the black exit from the Democrat Party, she has been under attack ever since. And after her hearing appearance this week, it has been escalated. She has been called a member of the white nationalist. I can't make that up. She is stumping for, she was called a Nazi, referred to as, you know, allegedly supporting Nazis and all sorts of other nonsense. You can't even begin to believe it. The things that have been pointed at this young woman because she doesn't believe that the Democrat Party holds the black community in high esteem. She believes that the Democrat Party has targeted the black community for manipulation through her entire lifetime and beyond. And I believe her comments truly deserve a much closer inspection. And for that reason, we're going to spend the rest of this hour going over the high points of her comments to the committee and her total destruction of the racism allegations put forth against fellow Americans on all too regular basis. And And here's where we're going to start. Let's get to it with bite number six from Candace Owen. Bite six.
Mr. Chairman, Ranking Member Mr. Collins, thank you for having me here today. I received word on my way in that many of the journalists were confused as to why I was invited, and none of them knew that I myself was the victim of a hate crime when I was in high school. That's something that very few people know about me, because the media and the journalists and the left are not interested in telling the truth about me because I don't fit the stereotype of what they like to see in black people. I'm a Democrat. I support the President of the United States, and I advocate for things that are actually affecting the black community. I'm honored to be here today in front of you all because the person sitting behind me is my 75-year-old grandfather. I've always considered myself to be my grandfather's child, and I mean to say that my sense of humor, my passion, and my work ethic all comes from the man that is sitting behind me. My grandfather grew up on a sharecropping farm in the segregated South. He grew up in an America where words like racism and white nationalism held real meaning under the Democrat Party's Jim Crow laws. My grandfather's first job was given to him at the age of 5 years old, and his job was to lay tobacco out to dry in an attic in the South. My grandfather has picked cotton, and he has also had experiences with a Democrat terrorist organization of that time, the Ku Klux Klan.
And so she gets started. Let me be clear, you did not hear her misspeak. She is a registered Democrat. She is somebody that was raised to understand and believe in hard work and work ethic and doing the right thing, not told she was a victim. She is strongly in the belief that if you're raised properly, in this case by her grandfather, to focus on things like hard work, counting on yourself, and most importantly, being accountable for all you do, well, then good things will happen to you. Bite seven, go.
During my formative years, I had the privilege of growing up in my grandfather's home. It's going to shock the committee, but not once, not in a single breath of a conversation did my grandfather tell me that I could not do something because of my skin color. Not once did my grandfather hold a gripe against the white man. I was simply never taught to view myself as a victim because of my heritage. I learned about faith in God, family, and hard work. Those were the only lessons of my childhood. There isn't a single adult today that in good conscience would make the argument that America is a more racist or a more white nationalist society than it was when my grandfather was growing up. And yet we're hearing these terms sent around today because what they want to say is that brown people need to be scared, which seems to be the narrative that we hear every 4 years right ahead of a presidential election.
That is the pattern now, isn't it? Frighten the black community. If you vote for these Republicans, they're going to show up in white hoods and burn down your house. I mean, it's absolute gut-wrenching nonsense. They know it when they spew it. And Candace is calling it for what it is. But the big fear for the Democrats and the reason they're reacting so negatively is that they know her Blexit movement, combined with the walkaway movement, can destroy the Democrats' base in places like Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio. They have to clutch to those black votes or they will be destroyed. And this young black woman, Candace Owens, is making a very strong case as to why people do need to leave the Democrat Party. She herself, still a registered Democrat. We continue after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Hey, parents. It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.